This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jenks.
Hi, my name's Paul Sharp. I'm on the Level 3 plumbing course. Currently live in Northwich.
So, Paul, what were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
I was actually a training manager in a company. I decided basically to revector my career path, as it were, and do something I was quite interested in. So the things that were interested in me were the solar thermal side of things and renewable energy. So I decided to go and do a course that would qualify me to do solar thermal.
So, Paul, your old job that you mentioned, you're a training manager. Mm-hmm. What sort of training were you doing then?
It's various styles of training. It's in the telecoms business. What we were doing were all different styles, including classroom training, training via the internet, documentation.
Have you always had an interest in plumbing then?
In terms of background DIY, yeah, it's one of the few things that I actually enjoyed doing. Since then, yeah, I've picked up a few more related skills, etc. But plumbing really fascinated me, to be quite honest. I wanted to learn a little bit more about it and, like I say, take that onto the solar thermal. Yes, I've been picking up a few jobs on a volunteer basis, a few little interesting projects that I managed to pull off. So that's been quite good fun. Also, you know, we've been helping out friends and family with various things.
What sort of plumbing jobs and what sort of tasks have you been doing there?
Anything from quite basic things to sticking radiators on walls, changing valves, to a solar thermal project I was working on with a friend of mine, which is quite interesting.
Obviously, that experience you've been getting, have you found that as obviously helped you with the theory and both the practical parts of the course?
Absolutely. Well, either way around, whether the theory's helped me with the actual practical application of it, more to the point. For example, in weeks 1 and 2, you learn about pipe bending and pipe bending techniques. And you might be doing some strange and wonderful bends, to which everybody was saying, oh, yeah, we'll never use that one. One particular job I was doing, I managed to use every single bend, and I had to do that to get the job done. So in that respect, it was actually very, very helpful.
You mentioned earlier that you've got an interest in solar, sort of solar panels and that sort of thing. Is that what you want to do then once you've finished your course and you've got your level 3?
It was the reason why I took the course in the first place. I don't believe that you could actually just jump in and do a little course on solar thermal. That would be a bit silly. You have to learn about the associated heating systems, in which respect I chose to do a full plumbing course with an initial bit on solar thermal on the end of it to top it up. So that's the reason why I chose the course that I did.
So let's talk about the practical training then, which you're on now. How have you found it?
The practical training has been brilliant. I've really enjoyed it, all aspects of it really. There's not really anything that I can say wasn't worthwhile. Even the things I won't use were probably worthwhile. And in terms of learning things, it's been brilliant.
What week are you on at the moment, Paul, on the training?
It's the very last week. It's week 11 of the whole level 2 and level 3 structure.
So what jobs are you doing this week then?
This week, essentially, the week consists of doing the solar thermal theory in exams, and then we're going to go on and do an invented cylinder. So we're going to do all the G3 relevant safety devices on the invented cylinders.
So, Paul, you're someone that's obviously decided to retrain and take up plumbing as a new career. And have you got any advice for the people that are listening and want to take up plumbing or have an idea and want to retrain and take up a trade? Have you got any advice for them?
In terms of retraining in something you're interested in, if you're not enjoying your current situation and you decide that you want to retrain, then whatever you want to retrain in, think very careful about what you want to do. You've got to examine, essentially, is going to be a future at the end of it. You've got to have a very clear direction as to what you want to do. And then you've got to choose a training provider that will get you the correct qualifications to get you to that point. If you've just got a vague idea about it, I would say don't do it. If you're very clear about where you want to end up, then do it. So it's all about having objectives and trying to meet those objectives. For me, it's been a worthwhile experience. I just see what I have to, I can do with it now.
That's great, Paul. Thank you for joining us.
You're most welcome.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.